Okay.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. Hello, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, your host, spiritual mentor, and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power without fear. Without fear. And I have my wonderful co-host, Gina Ann. Hello, Gina.
Hi. Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What a color. Sunshine color.
Well, it's hot out here.
It is hot, yeah. Right? You know, it's interesting. You're wearing your chakra color, your solar plexus color. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're in your power.
Well, it's in sync with the topic for today.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see.
How are you all doing?
Yeah, how are you doing? If let me give you the number. The number is also written on the screen if you want to call and ask anything or share anything. It is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. This is an empowerment program to give stage and voice to anybody who is in their gifts or on their way or feeling that they're fulfilling something, just showing something to the world where you are. And to show where you are, to show where we are, really, you know, it's not all the time like a hunky dory, like everything is nice, you know. You look at Facebook and everything, and look at all the social media. Many times, people post a happy thing, you know, like a picture, like, oh, we're happy, but this is just a snapshot, you know. But really, what's behind many times is not what we see, you know. So. Right. And that really ties also to the topic of courage today. And right, I mean, do you?
I was thinking about social networks the other day. When we were raised, we had triggers, meaning we had television, so we had commercials, and we took a break. Now social networks, they run like Vegas.
Yes, all the time, right?
Yeah. So the kids, they don't have that trigger, that alarm that says stop. So they can do other things. I don't know if that falls under courage, but just it triggered something in me when you said social networks.
Yeah.
Because it's like Vegas, runs all the time.
Well, what happened is that when you're in Vegas, for example, if you notice, there are no clocks. You don't know what time it is. They change the ceilings there, like as if it's winter, if it's summer, if it's night, day. Yeah. So you really don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you're keeping in a loop. So it takes. So when I'm talking about courage also was the talk that I gave on Friday. The Friday talk, and it's really about the connection between the executive level and the how do you say it? Like the police, the enforcing or
the worker bees.
Okay, is that the Texas thing?
It might be.
Oh, okay. But it takes. You see, this is the thing. It takes. Courage, because we can understand something. Like I can understand things. It happened with me many times. Been to that movie before. Mm-hmm. The actors sometimes die at the end. But it takes courage to. We understand something. We have a realization, and then to execute it, to execute that realization, to bring it to a synchronicity between the head. And the heart, and the hand, and the body, you know?
Correct. Courage, for me, it can mean valor. It means it's an umbrella for a lot of things. For me, it was like heart of strength. That's what I studied. It's like, it takes courage to do this. It's not all, Courage is either it's making friends with your fear.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how I see it, as you're making friends with your fear. You're not dismissing it. And you're not overpowering it. You're making friends with it, so you can move forward.
And what happens when we make friends with our fear? Like we are noticing it, and it comes to the forefront. And let's say to do something or to say something, you know,
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, but then once it comes to light, it's not as
correct. It's like what was unfamiliar now becomes familiar. So, I think in all aspects, even change, right?
Yeah.
Here's a tool you can use. So fold your arms. Just fold your arms. Everybody fold your arms.
Fold your arms.
Now fold your arms in the opposite way. You got to think about it, right?
For a second, yeah.
You have to think about it, right? Because it's hard, because it's unfamiliar. So you know, you naturally went like this. So my hand goes like this, but then when I switch,
it's
uncomfortable.
It's because we're not used to it.
But then once we keep doing that, it becomes familiar. That's courage in order to make that change.
So it's not the hands that are switching that is courageous. It's the act of changing from what we're familiar with.
Yes.
Right?
See? It's like you got to think about it.
Yeah. No. I got that. So it's changing what we're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. So it's the connection. I had to think about it, and then you get kind of nervous because, wait, it didn't go naturally the opposite way, right? So it is that connection. Woo!
Whoops.
Whoop.
Yeah, I don't know. If I sit too high, then I squall. But it is the decision, and it is the action actually. So courage can be segregated into two: is the decision to do it, but the act is part of it.
Right. It's a two-part, right?
It's a two-part thing. So it is the decision to make it,
and then the action to fulfill it.
Yeah. If that resonates with you and you want to share, please do, because this is really an interesting topic, especially this past week. You know, this past week, 2 weeks, it's been since beginning the month of Elul and the Lions portal, the Lions gate, right, where things are just opening and possibilities are just presenting themselves. How do we choose to go about that?
Well, the world too. It's taking a lot of courage with everything that's happening in the world, around the world.
Well, you know, the world is made of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are some people that are like that, some people that are on the other side, you know.
Right.
The two people from the other side, but it's courage.
That's why I'd love to hear from y'all, because what is your idea of courage? What does it mean to you? What's your perspective of courage?
Yeah.
How have you had to have the courage to do something?
Yeah, 323-203-0815, the number is also on the screen. Do you think of something that falls into this?
Well, yeah, I think I've had to be very courageous in many parts of my life. I've had to take a risk and face my fear in order to make change, and I didn't know what the other side would look like.
Yeah, how would it?
With so my what was children? It? Yeah. You know, making decisions for them, being a single mom.
Yeah.
It took a lot of courage.
And it's not easy. Definitely not easy. I mean, I'm coming from the other side where you know, I'm divorced 1 out of 7. I've been on the other side, and here you are, you know, single mother, and especially in this time, and as a, you know, as a woman, I mean, there are so many prejudiced things against, you know, against where you come from and who and what you represent and how you are as a woman.
Right. And just the way people treat you, like when I was newly, which was many years ago, you know, it was like almost I had a cancer. People avoided me.
Wow. When you were
divorced and newly single.
Is that from the people that you knew?
Mostly. Yeah. Yeah. People I knew in the community.
So were they upset that you got a divorce or what?
Well, I think it was just I was in a different paradigm of what they were, you know.
Yeah.
Here we are all, and so now I'm this single mom, and it's just I can't speak for them. I just know that I was avoided, and so that took a lot of courage to, you know, keep my head straight, because I had two children to take care of under the age of 14.
And how do you feel about it today? Like after?
Oh, I'm, you know, freedom.
That's freedom, right?
Freedom. And really, that's their story, not mine.
Whose story?
If they were looked down upon because I was...
The people of whoever looked at down at you, right?
Right, right. So, and there's other parts where I've had to be courageous, you know, when I've been bullied, when I was a young kid.
Oh, yeah, that was... That was, you know, this thing where, you know, there is this sentence, a duck in the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when in school, I was also bullied. Mm-hmm. And there was this kid, I think I told you that story. There was this kid that was considered the, oh, you don't want to mess up with this guy. You don't want to mess up with this kid because he's like scary. You know, and back then in Israel, if somebody like those bullies would get tough on you, they would go like with their face. Like
that. Yeah.
And they would tell somebody else, hold me that I will not kill this guy.
Yeah.
Like they're expressing restraint or something. Yeah. Like, hey, hold me that I don't kill him, this guy, right?
Yeah.
And this guy came, I remember that. We were setting up a stage for the yearly music thing. We had some, and I was doing the music, and the stage, and so he came to me and he said to me something, and I remember it till like today. And I looked at him and I said, what are you going to do about it?
You confronted him.
Well, what are you going to do?
Was your heart going to?
Well, no. So here's the thing. On the outside, I was like, Matti Kaspi is like, because that's my idol, a musician. So I was like, serious. Right? But inside, I was like a duck in the water. You know, it's like the duck on the surface looks okay. And underneath, his legs are plop, 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 plop. Right? And what are you going to do about it? So you're not going to do anything about it. And when I realized that after 5 seconds he was just doing his face and was not doing anything, I said, oh, he's not going anywhere. He's not really going to take it forward.
Right.
So stay with this facon, right?
Right.
What are you going to do about it? You're nothing like, you're just all air.
But that was courage on your part because inside you were afraid.
I was afraid. So I was afraid because the thought of before reaching this that I'm afraid from this guy, right? It came. So that thought was continuously hovering like a cloud, you know. It wasn't the actual something to do something. It was just that thought. Just the thought of it that kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And I realized it wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
And nothing. And I just like blew him off and I said, you're a wuss. You're right. Nothing.
And my son made a good point. Well, you can either become the bully from these experiences or turn it around and be empowered by it and serve others.
Well, but that takes work, you know?
It does.
That takes work to be, because many times the bullied become bullies.
Correct.
You know?
And they're usually something wounded within them.
Of course.
So we have to look at that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, you know, if somebody does something, if somebody harms someone, but the first thing is like he has to face responsibility. Right. Then okay, let's see what wounds you have. But
right.
But you know there's the consequences for that. So this is like a bully is one example of courage, to be courageous. And we have a lot of bullying going around. We have bullying from society on either side of the fence of this coronic era.
Right.
And it becomes like it's like fascism,
right.
It's like totally, you know. And the government is encouraging other people to stinge about other people that are not vaccinated, or vaccine in Hebrew is chisun, but in Hebrew we call it chisul, not chisun, chisul, which is it's like, and this is what.
And it's all for humanity. I'm not into the political,
political thing.
Realm,
but let's
more into the humanity. But you know, I love the word courage. I love how it sounds strong, but it's not like I think we brought this example of like alpha male. Everyone thinks, oh, courage, hoo hoo hoo.
Yeah, right.
For me, it's not. For me, the alpha male. And if you look at wolves, it's the one. It's the wise one. It's the one that they go to. It's like even the alpha female. She's not the tough who. It's the maternal one. It's the one that everyone turns to, because they think of the alpha as the bully that's going to.
Because that is coming from fear.
Correct.
That is coming from an oppression,
mm-hmm.
an oppression mindset. Let's oppress. Let's fear. Therefore, you can control people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is in all the books and all the speeches of all the dictators. It's like, bring fear, tell them that they're going to, tell people they're going to lose their fear, tell people that they're going to get sick, and you're here to save them, right? And you got them. The person who controls the health or has strongholds on the health is really controlling, is really in power. Mm-hmm. Do we have somebody?
I was seeing, I thought someone tapped in. I was just looking, so welcoming anyone that taps
opportunity.
In.
Opportunity.
Exactly.
323-203-0815. I don't have to repeat it now. The number is up there.
I think so. It's on there.
Yeah, it's on. I don't have to repeat it. Yeah, the number is there. I don't have to repeat it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so courage. Courage is like, if we're looking now at this era, not the political, just about how people are going about. I'm just looking at how people are responding, how people are with it, how are relating to one another. What is the there is the most important, what I feel is coming out of this thing. You know, what they try to do is to create separation, alienation, pushing you away. But really what is causing us is to reevaluate and to revalue our relationships.
In unity.
Yeah.
I agree.
You agree?
Sounds good.
You concur?
It feels good.
Unity feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really courageous to see this because there is a sentence in the Hebrew, Me'az Yatsa Matok, from bitter came sweet. Mm-hmm. Sweet. So we can go through a situation, we can go through some kind of something that is happening, and we think it's horrible, it's bad, but really what turns out to be that it's good, because everything is at the end of the day, right, for the best of our journey,
It's like the American slogan, you turn lemons into lemonade.
Freshly squeezed. Do you like the pulp?
I love the pulp.
I love when it comes, you know, when you're like, it's taste, and you taste it, and it's like, I have something in my mouth.
It has texture.
Yeah, it's not just like, gone. It's like something I'm eating a drink.
Or drinking and eat?
Drinking and eat.
Eating. It's like Razzles. Remember Razzles? It was a candy and a gum in one.
Yeah, I remember. You have to bite the candy to get to the gum.
Gum.
But then the gum wouldn't last for long. It would be like 2 seconds. It was gone.
That's okay. It was still fun. The process was fun.
The process.
See,
so that's the courage. The courage. That's a process.
It all comes together. That wasn't even planned.
Well, like everything
nothing
else was.
Planned.
Nothing was planned. This is not planned. So, there are these topics that come and experiences that come throughout the week that I'm looking at and how it is sitting with me, people around me. And we bring it to the show, and we're talking about that.
And that's why we brought it, because this week, you know, I was very honored to be around someone who had the courage to speak their truth. And for me, that opened up my heart even more.
Yeah.
Because the struggle to speak one's truth.
Yeah. Brings us closer. Brings
exactly.
us closer.
So this really resonates, this topic today.
Yeah, with courage.
Because it takes courage to speak the truth. It also takes courage to receive the truth. Huh.
You know, this is what came up, is in order to give, we really need to know how to receive.
Mm.
Right?
It's very difficult sometimes.
Yeah, to receive.
To receive.
And without saying, you know, how many times were you receiving something, compliment or something in your... No, it's okay, no. You know.
Or anything.
Yeah, that's really courageous to speak your...
And to receive the truth.
Yeah.
It's hard to receive the truth sometimes, too.
It's many times... it's difficult to receive the truth. But how we are with that.
Well, that's why, like, the Latin derivative of courage is heart straight.
Mm.
So... It opens your heart if you allow it.
Yeah.
Which it did mine. I was very... it's a moment that I won't ever forget. Because it made me more courageous.
Made you more open to receive and to... It's interesting because, in like you said, in Latin, but in Hebrew, it says, Ometz Lev. Lev is heart. Ometz is coming from an effort. Leitametz, to make an effort to come out of the comfort zone and of the heart. The heart comes out of its own comfort zone to expand and to like push the boundaries. Mm-hmm. Also, omets comes from the word to adapt. So when you are stretching, and you are feeling and you feel the new coming in, we're also adapting. We're also assimilating the new event. We're assimilating it to us. Mm-hmm. We're assimilating it, and so we become. It's like this. Do you remember that there was used to be a sci-fi movie called The Thing or the Blob or The Blob or something? and it would suck something in and then it would grow, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Something like that.
Yeah, like the COVID era.
What COVID era?
COVID.
Oh, come on. You look great.
Well, two things happened this week, and I want to hear what you experience is. I had to tell someone something, and I didn't want to hurt their feelings, and it wasn't intended, but I said, it was something that I had to tell someone, and then they disappeared. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And that's okay. That's okay, because my intention was just pure honesty of where I am in my life and what I want, and that's not what I want in my life.
Why do you think they disappeared? Did they say what? They just disappeared. They didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, because it wasn't satisfying what they want. And so perhaps, I don't speak for other people, but the intuitive pull I got was they took it personally that I wasn't on, you know, that they didn't agree with where I was in my life, and that it wasn't on the same
vibration, same
as them.
Yeah, that's
they
hard.
They wanted something and they had an expectation. I have no expectations.
Yeah, well, we all have to a certain degree.
Expectations of an outcome.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I'm constantly always trying to live every day in the now. It's very difficult because sometimes I slip back or I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? And then take a breath.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you, because you were courageous.
It was scary to say it, but because I don't want to hurt anyone's feeling. My whole life, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But I had to speak my truth, and there's a way of communicating it. I mean, I think it all ties in. I think you had a show on communication, and I think that's the key to everything.
It is. It is how, right?
Yeah, it is. Though it's a way you communicate it to someone. If this is, again, I feel like confidence, true confidence, is standing in your truth and speaking it from a heart-centered place. And delivering it in that way.
Not from an accusatory
or an egoic
mm-hmm. place.
Not that I don't have those slips, and I'm human as well. But that's where my confidence is like, oh, okay.
And once you said that, you felt good that you said it.
I felt relieved.
But did you know that that person would vanish once you told them?
I had a feeling.
You had a feeling. Just because the way that they process things?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I have to be honest in my truth, you know. So many years, it's like whatever everyone else wanted. And I don't want the whole show to be about me. I'm just trying to bring
no. It's
experiences
where
because I really want to engage you all to tell your stories, because it is freeing.
It is. We're sharing experiences. I mean, there's nobody else here, so it's you
maybe.
And me. You know?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, we have, but you know, they don't need a chair to sit. They're just hovering around.
It's right here.
Oh, they're hovering around. Hey, what?
Hey, guys.
You got to give me the wrong script, guys. What's up? Yeah, no. Wait,
trust me, there's no alcohol.
No alcohol
involved.
There's
no alcohol.
It's the colors.
It's the color.
It's the color. No, really. Yeah. You know, yellow color, like colors have frequencies.
Mm, so what's yellow?
Well, yellow is a very happy, it's the solar plexus color. Solar plexus chakra color. That's your inner power. Your in your truth. Your power, your powerhouse. You know. Yeah.
Interesting that I wore that today. I had no clue, and I was just hot.
Yeah. Well.
And
well.
It was
you know.
Outside.
Well, but we're unconsciously we're selecting things that we feel like. You know, colors are very important. Like we talked about colors last time.
I love colors though, but when you see people wearing colors, it's really interesting. You can gauge their mood from what people are wearing.
Well, yeah, you can tell about their personalities, at least at that moment.
At the moment.
At least at that moment, because it changes. Like, I love sometimes wearing orange. I love orange.
Yeah.
And, you know, and...
What does orange represent?
Orange is your sexuality, your creativity,
right.
You know, that thing.
That's right.
And the creativity, the vitality, the creativity, the juice, the language. So different colors represents different things at different times.
So you chose white.
I chose white. I feel zen. It's quiet. It's peaceful. It's, you know, the Moby Dick ship kind of.
What color are you wearing today? Think about it. What color are you wearing?
Because colors are frequencies. Colors represent how you feel. If you are with red color, for example, and you wear red all the time throughout the day, it's ground. It's very primal. It's sexual too. It's very
passionate
down. But it's if you wear it for a long time, you start getting agitated.
Yeah.
If you have red a long time around you, you start getting agitated. Yeah. So, we're fine.
Right.
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine.
And I keep checking to see if anybody's engaging. We got him here, just no one's engaging. Come on. Have the courage.
Yeah, have the courage to ask something.
Come on,
say
I see
something.
You all around here.
So you can put, or you can
you
put
can
a,
text it, right.
You can put a message. You know, you're working, Gina is working a lot with children, and she is a children's author, a children's book author, right? Mm-hmm. And she's a spiritual intuitive. She's a counselor. She works with primarily younger audience. I mean, not only, I mean, you work also with older
adults.
Audience, but your focus really and your passion really is our kids.
Yeah, children, teens, and adults, and the inner child. The inner child is really where, because we all have the inner child. I know we repeat this, but it's so important to tap into that inner child, because we all have it. We buried her or him, but they're always waiting to get out. I mean, I am a firm believer we come into this world knowing all the answers.
Yeah.
And then when life experience take over, so it's getting back. I always use this example, which is so true. You go, you jump in a puddle, you don't even think about your shoes or getting wet or anything until someone brings it to your attention. You've got your shoes dirty. You just went and jumped in a puddle.
Yeah, just want the experience of
you just want to jump in a puddle.
So. Yeah, no, totally, totally. And
children are naturally courageous. Naturally.
Children. Oh,
naturally
for sure.
Courageous.
For sure. Because they don't have any drawers, any preconceived, what will happen?
Correct.
You know, like, think about the new project that you're doing, right? You start a new project.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything about Squat. You don't know nothing.
Right.
Right? And you start.
I've never met Squat.
You never met Squat? He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Yeah, right. Yeah. Walks on four, but he's a nice guy.
Sorry, go
ahead. Yeah, walks on four. Yeah, Squat makes sense. Yeah, Squat.
So we start a new project.
Yeah, you start a new
project.
you start a new project, and you don't know Squat about it. Squat,
ta ta ta.
Squadionta. Once you go through it and you go through the process, let's say you're not even done with the project, you're 80% there or something like that. But you wouldn't start the project again if you know what you know now. It's like you're saying, I don't know if I'm going.
You have to be willing to change.
Are you willing to change? Like, for example, when I started the film, right? Mm-hmm. I did not know Squat.
You didn't know him at all.
I didn't know him at all.
He walked on twos back then.
He was flying at that time.
He was flying, okay.
No, but I didn't know. You know, I didn't know. And when you don't know, there is this hope and there is this, and when we do courageous things to get things done, and then when we look in retrospect, we look back, we say, wow, phew, man, what happened there? Mm-hmm. How did I go through this, and how did I do this and that and all these kind of things? And I know, like, looking back now, if I would have a hint of what I would have to go through beforehand, many times, that's where we're creating that fear. Man, I don't know if I want to go through that, you know. So many times, not knowing really is a bliss. And I think and this is when you said, you know, we know the answer. So here is the thing: our soul, and we all have one. We all have one.
Even Squat.
Even Squat has one. Is accumulative, like we've lived here. We had different lifetimes. Some of you have experienced maybe going through a journey or going through a revelation or vision or past life experience, past life regression, where you see your past lives, right? But you don't remember it. You see it, but you don't remember it consciously here, now, mm-hmm. right? Well, our soul is cumulative. So what we've went through is adding. It's like the blob, right? We're taking it in. But what is different is our memory. Every time we come here, our memory is like reset button. So underneath, everything is accumulative, cumulative, cumulative. Like when we say people are have old souls or people that know things without reading. Like, you know, people have, like I know many things that I've never learned.
So like deja vu as well?
Well, I think deja vu has to do more with remembering pockets of that experience in that lifetime. But what I'm talking about is, let's say, like for example, the soul is accumulative and our memory is like a reset button. It just came to me one day. I didn't read it anywhere, but then I start, then when I look at the scriptures and the Zohar and Kabbalah, and this is what it is. Our soul is an accumulative thing. We're accumulating our experiences, what we've learned. We take it with us. It's a memory that we don't remember, and we have to connect these places back again, hoping that mm-hmm. this time we will do something either different or better than what we did last time to contribute to the growth.
So it's like soul essence, like an essence. You always, you know, like I know my mom's smell. It's her essence.
Yeah.
So if we have a soul essence and we're going through these lives and there's still the flavor of, or the smell, which you taught me about the smell and the soul. That's why I say soul essence, because it's the smell of what we've had. It's a play on words.
Well, we are remembering. So the smell, the mm-hmm. scent, is the only thing that goes with our soul. It's the only sense that is really part of the soul that is actually the soul essence. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Like not the nice. Touch or the taste but the sense, mm-hmm. the scent, and the smell. Okay, but that I think is recognizing. What I'm saying, for example, is your sense of purity and truth, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it can be something that came from, that stayed with you for a long time, that did not get corrupt. It could have been corrupted, and you are on the journey now to repair that. So there are things that you sense and things that you feel that you've not necessarily learned. Like if you had a certain idea and then suddenly you read it in a book and say, oh, I knew that, right? Oh, I
yeah,
knew
I've
that.
I've had those experiences. Yeah. That's really interesting.
I knew that. Yeah. So the soul remembers.
It's like, how did I know that?
Exactly.
Right. Did I see that somewhere? Did I read it somewhere?
Exactly. Yeah. So you remember that. Not consciously, not in the memory of this lifetime, not now, not not in this moment. Like remembering, like, oh, I read the book ABC. Oh, I remember where I read this ABC. Okay, right. Got it. No, it is before primal. It is before we even get here. It's before our physical, before our senses. It is before any of that. We have. I'll go back to the car analogy, right? Where the car is the body and the driver is the soul, right? So the car doesn't know how to drive itself yet, right? The driver comes and drives it. The driver has driving skills. So some drivers can drive good, some drivers drive poorly, and some drivers are race drivers, right? So it's like the soul is bringing itself into the body. And now the car can perform that. You can take any car, right? And you can drive it like a maniac, or you can drive it like a 30 and a 50, you know? That's why I love the American cars, because it's like, bah, get right. out of the way. Then the European cars, get out of the way.
Meet me. Meet me.
Right.
Meet me. Okay, so this is a question.
Right.
For anybody. So where does courage come in, since we all do come in at the end? What makes us afraid of some things but not other things?
That's interesting. So courage, I think, first of all, has to do with here.
Like the chicken or the egg, which comes first?
No, I think courage, I mean, yes, not, but yes, I agree with you, but in the concept of, it's coming to this, here, in this conscious level, right? We know that our soul is cumulative,
mm-hmm.
and it's, we recognize that, like I recognized something that I wanted to say.
Okay.
And that's something, if I say it, it will drag an action.
Correct.
And so I'm consciously, I'm choosing to connect to that place, courage despite the fear of what I think may the other person may say. Like, sometimes we're afraid to say something to our partner,
mm-hmm.
because we're afraid to, what were they going to say? What's going to happen?
What's going to be the repercussion?
But we don't really know. We don't really know how the other person, I mean, we know the person, we know how they respond and stuff like that, but we may be surprised. I know it happened to me. We may be surprised in how the other person responds. But the courage, the courageous act, because now the act of saying something has the courageous flower attached to it,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not just saying something. It's saying something with courage, like you said, saying something with truth. So I think the courage has to do with this dimension, with here, to connect to our soul essence.
Mm-hmm.
So the courage has to do with the courageous act to connect to our soul essence. And our soul essence is like you know, it's identified by the smell because you recognize somebody, but the soul essence of your truth, and this is your truth. Once I heard somebody is asking me this question. It was really, really a crucial one. How much of your truth do you give up for love or peace?
Mm.
Think about that. How much of your truth do you give out, give away, cut away for love or peace? Now that is
kind of like your car analogy. If you don't have trust within the love, it's like driving a car without gas. Right?
Well, you can drive it if it doesn't have gas.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So the trust is the gasoline?
Yeah. It's the fuel that keeps the love open and expanding.
Yeah, I think respect is more also.
Respect. Oh, yeah. Trust and respect. Same. I think they tie in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like what's harder, to love or to respect somebody?
Oh, I'd rather be respected.
Yeah, respect.
Because that ties in with love and trust. Like, if you don't trust.
Authentic love, yeah, true love, not conditional love, not like the Eros love where we are trying to feel all the agape and all mm-hmm. the phileo and everything in.
The what?
Yeah.
The
what? Yeah, that's the stages of love, right?
Yeah.
No, I think I said something else.
I thought you said fellatio. I'm like, I don't know. That, I guess that's part of it. Whatever you say.
No. Sometimes I go cuckoo. Yeah, I go cuckoo. No,
okay,
but this
so
is courage
always tied with fear? Like, let's say I want to go on a roller coaster. The first time, I've never been on a roller coaster. I'm going on a roller coaster and I have that fear. Am I being courageous to go on the roller coaster?
Yeah, because you're facing the
fear.
Okay, you're here. Well, I don't know if you're making friends with it, but you're allowing it to exist because
fear.
I mean, all these places are part of us that are created by what we've indoctrinated with, what we've been indoctrinated with how we grew up. Don't do this because you'll fall, you'll hurt. You know, I remember when my son, when he was young and I was with him in Boston, I was like so afraid. Oh, don't jump. don't climb too high.
Yeah.
He's like, climb too high, you'll fall, you break something, you won't do it again. Or you'll do it again, you know. But that's what kids do, you know, and then they're being controlled or confined because we have a pre-existing condition.
Well, because we know what could happen.
For
so it's
us,
teaching them
us.
Wisdom, but we're teaching wisdom too. That's why we say, you know, don't run on the floor with wet feet. Because we know you're going to slip.
We're
going to
slip, exactly.
But then, you know, put your socks on and slide across the floor.
That's what you did?
Yeah.
That's what
we would put socks on and slide across the floor.
Why? Oh, because socks will slide.
Yeah, we'll slide. But we weren't allowed to walk on it with wet feet. But we could.
But what's the?
Exactly.
What? You couldn't be the wet feet, but yeah, socks you could, is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How many? Who fell on the head?
Me.
You fell on your butt or on your head?
Well, probably bong bong. Then again, I grew up with three brothers, so we did a lot of stuff.
You did a lot of stuff.
In Aledo, Texas.
Yeah.
Climbing trees and...
Well, that was that's probably a nice...
It was great upbringing. It was great upbringing.
Yeah. So courageous. Yeah, it's and that's the thing you say with kids, right?
Oh, yes. They just go.
They just go. There is no limitations. There's no inhibitions. They're not inhibited by anything. You know, it's like, but just by their parents, right?
Until they do fall and hurt their knee. But the great thing is they get back.
They get back.
Yeah. They get back up. They go back down the slide.
And this is a great analogy, actually. You know, talking about, because what courage brings also is bringing resilience. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're courageous in doing something, on saying something. And with the old saying of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? It creates some kind of a resilience. What I noticed with me is resilience for rejection.
Mm-hmm. Resilience for rejection.
Courage is like resilience for rejection. It's like, and but again, the rejection can be, you know, if part of a, you know, fear, you know, whatever. Everybody has their thing, rejection or. But it creates resilience, and again, rejection could be only one aspect, you know. But it creates this almost like a protective
like a boundary
like a boundary, but a boundary of more like a wall, more like a fort, like keeps you solid, you know. You're kind of resilient to other.
What kind of example? Like, what would be an example, just to visualize it? So what did you have to do that happened to you, or you pushed through, that led to your resilience of that?
Example, we were talking about bullying, right?
Okay.
We're talking about bullying. And I'm not talking between people, right? This is the relationships. We're talking about relationships.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, in the past, many times I would, like, when something would arise, you know, I wouldn't really, or say, I'll just walk away, you know, that kind of thing. But that walking away, while I tell myself, oh, what do I care, blah, 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 it's still kind of, it was like ink kind of thing, you know? And the question was, did I walk away because I really said, I don't care, or because I didn't have courage to stand up and to reply and to say something?
Sometimes it's better to walk away, too.
Sometimes it is better to walk away. Like, I had this thing with a group, I told you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Facebook group.
Facebook.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say the name of the group.
Of course.
But this is something that I walked away. You know, there is. I believe that if you see something that is wrong. In when I say wrong, I mean wrong in the soul essence of things. There is no truth, or there is manipulation, or there is some kind of, it is, I would speak out, I would say something. And there was this group where I spoke up and I said something about a certain organization. And so I said something coming from my standpoint for something that was posted there.
Which was open to everybody.
Which was open. And and what was happening is I was receiving these messages that had nothing to do with what I was saying, but the fact that I actually said something about this organization, right? So why do you think this is that, or why did you say that this is that? I mean, this is not true. This ta 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 ta.
Well, you got backlash, and you got support, and you got backlash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it wasn't about the point itself. It was about, you know, and I went and I kind of responded one time, but then I realized, I was like, you know what? There's always going to be somebody who is, you know, if somebody doesn't want to see something, that's okay. But if I feel it is my responsibility, or let's take even the responsibility. My
belief,
but my responsibility, I feel, because I feel that this is going to harm that person, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a healer. So
well, I'm a channel. It's a channel. I'm a channel. We're channeling mm-hmm. we're channeling a divine gift to provide to other people. You know, I don't like to say that I am a healer, because it is
assist.
Yeah, well, it is a facilitation, right? It is kind of a flow through, mm-hmm. right? Everybody has gifts. Everybody has gifts. Everybody has different kind of divine gifts mm-hmm. that has to do with their personal growth, with the growth for them and for the other people and for the community and for the world. Mm-hmm. So I just.
How did it feel to walk away?
At first, I was resistant. Mm-hmm. At first, I was resistant because I was like, no, I'm going to. I was like, no, I can't. I can't. It's my truth. I have to speak. But then the point is, it's also interesting to see what is it going to serve. I feel what is really the purpose of me wanting to respond? Because it was like
you already spoke your truth. You didn't have to defend your truth.
Exactly.
There was no point in defending your truth.
Exactly.
As they didn't have to defend their truth. That was what their truth was.
Yeah. Exactly. And it was, but it was liberating.
Yeah.
It is liberating, actually. But to be on that topic is to say something that also the response may not be what we want.
That's exactly it.
What?
I couldn't hear.
Oh, now I hear it.
I'm in the living room.
Well, we are in kind of a living room kind of thing.
No, I completely agree about that. Again, it's to speak your truth without having the expectation of the response.
We'll have expectation of some kind, but maybe without fearing the response. Because think about when you say your truth, you know, it's like feeling like you have a yoke off your shoulders. Feel liberated, you know. Mm-hmm. It's feeling liberated, and it's showing, and this is where the beauty comes out.
Mm-hmm.
This is where our beauty comes out to the world. How we can shine, and how we can, because when we are in the truth, we're really shining. Really shining,
well,
and it's a daily work. It's a daily work, daily process.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what are we here for?
What are we here for? What are we here for?
Wow. What are we here for?
I believe.
What are you here for?
You know, if everything was infused with love, you know, mm-hmm. When you walk, instead of saying, yo, what's up? Say, hey, yo, I love you.
Would be nice.
No, you know, when you say the words, I love you, it's, you are, in whatever language, because the words are the words, and then there is the intention behind the words, and that brings the frequency of love when you say, I love you.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and it brings the frequency, and you are infused with that frequency. So it's courageous, and so loving is courageous.
It is. To say those words is courageous.
So love
to receive those words.
Yeah. Love is courageous.
It is.
Love is courageous. Mm-hmm. Wow. We're here to end in a couple of minutes. So this ties really into courage of love.
Oh, that's a great tagline.
Love is courageous.
It is. And this, it has our in it, in courage. O-U-R.
Love is... nice. Nice.
Right.
Love is good. That's great. This is a Hafiz. He was a student of Rumi. And I call How Did the Rose, this is a poem, how did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. Mm. It's courage. Love is courage. Because if not, we're going back to our fears and going back to our, what will happen? What will?
It's a great word.
Yeah. It's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I feel good. It's always a pleasure just to sit back. I forget that the camera's here, the microphone's here.
There's no cameras. It's only you and me.
Okay.
Hello.
I can feel them, which is really nice.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get more responses just because I feel it's freeing to speak up. See how my voice.
Yeah, yes, right. Your throat chakra, right.
And I know it's scary. I know it's scary to speak up, but you deserve to speak up. You deserve to have your voice. And I think that's why we're here. It's not about pumping ourselves up. It's about sharing our stories because, my story is your story.
Yeah, we all go, yeah. Well, we have different stories, but the feelings are the same feelings.
Correct. My story just looks different.
Yeah, exactly.
Just looks different.
This is great. This is great to share this with you. And this is great to share this with you.
Likewise.
Yeah. Thank you, Gina, for...
thank you for having me on.
Yet another Sunday in the afternoon.
Sunday fun day.
Sunday fun day. So good to me.
There we go. We're all in one inclusive, no script.
No, everything is like that. Love is courageous. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the courage to show up. Also, if you're just here for whatever laughs and crazy stuff that we are concocting here. I love having you here. That's great.
I love being here.
Yeah. Thank you very much for being here. This is Abracadabra. Create what you speak. This is Gina, and I'm Ilan Azulay. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week or whenever.
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 We'll see y'all.
See y'all. All right. See y'all.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.